Whiteman and the Brilliant Whiteman Ensemble in one full hour of the world's greatest popular music.
Our headline star, Madame Yvonne Gall of the Paris Opera Company. Gentlemen, this is Ford Bond welcoming you on behalf of the Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation. The house lights fade, the footlights brighten, and the orchestra comes into full view on the rising elevator as Paul Whiteman enters from the wing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And now may I welcome our radio audience as it joins the crowd here in the Kraft Music Hall. We have arranged a special show for you tonight as a tribute to Madame Yvonne Gall, who must leave us to return to the Paris Opera Company. For the overture, we're going to play the brilliant Hispania Rhapsody. It was written by a French composer, Chabrier, on his first visit to Spain.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Act number two, the Kraft Music Hall presents Ramona.
Pardon me, Paul. Can't we change that around?
How do you mean?
How about Ramona presenting the Kraft Music Hall?
Not a bad idea. Ramona presents the Kraft Music Hall. But with what?
With two cunning little...
Yes, yes.
With two beautiful...
Yes, yes.
Oh, I can't tell
you. But you must.
Well, Ramona presents the Kraft Music Hall with two darling little songs.
Oh, thank a good goodness.
I was made for nothing but music. Happy am I in song. Music is the only love I belong to. I am through with kisses at midnight, through with the moon's caress. They have taught me nothing but loneliness. Now at last I'm free and I say goodbye, heart. Music came along and crept into my heart. Music in my fingers when I wake up till I go to bed. Starting in my fingers and going right up to my head. Rhythm in my elbows, that's my makeup. I was born that way. Rhythm in my elbows, and I don't mean maybe. I get warm at the beat of those drums. I'm in form when I'm snapping my thumbs. I'm not normal when anyone hums. Di-a-di-a-di-da-di-da. Music in my fingers seems to take up every melody. Music in my fingers made a fool of me. Music in my fingers seems to take up every melody. Music in my fingers made a fool of me. Look here, my pals, and all you little gals, don't pretend you'll never fall in love. 'Cause love strikes you down like lightning out of the blue above. Now don't ever say there'll never come a day when you'll get a big romantic kick. Love is a great surpriser, and here's how it does the trick. Quite unexpectedly, a lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Without a warning word, a charming voice is heard, and suddenly pop goes your heart. When life is just a bowl of withered fruit, so sour and so dry, you just want to cry. Then presto change, oh, you're in love, and life's a cherry pie. You don't amount to much, and someone sends you touch, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Clouds of gray roll away on the day your love dreams get their start. Now if you chance to quarrel, you'll say goodbye, and then quite unexpectedly that lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again. Much, then someone's hand you touch, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Clouds of gray roll away on the day your love dreams get their start. Now if you chance to quarrel, you'll say goodbye, and then quite unexpectedly that lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again.
scene changes to the bunkhouse of the Barbie Ranch. In the light of the flickering fire, you can just make out five cowboys. They're the old King's men and Bob Lawrence. They've pulled off their boots and are taking it easy after a very, very hard day on the range.
Get along, little doggie, get a little heho, heho.
I sure am glad old Pete turned his place into a dude ranch. I
never seen so many pretty gals in all my life. You know, them gals from the east are cultivated.
Yeah, so spinach cultivated.
I like that Miss Brewster the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know that little maple sugar from Vermont.
Yeah, don't be a sap. She wouldn't be interested in any cowboy.
Oh, you can't never tell now.
Well, boys, I stick to home talent. You know my gal.
Yeah, we sure do. I love my gal, my prairie gal. Her name is Liza Lou. And if you met my prairie gal, I know you'd love her too. She lives out on the open plain where every roadway ends. The prowling wolves are rattlesnakes and the gophers are her friends. Liza Lou,
Liza Lou,
little Liza Lou. A sweeter miss than this you never knew.
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou. When she kisses me, I don't know what to do. Liza Lou,
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou. She ain't grown up, she's only 6'2".
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou,
Liza Lou.
Don't let me catch her going
round
with you.
Hey. Hey, who's that a-riding up to the gate?
Oh, that's Buck Connors, the hardest-riding cowboy in the Sagebrush outfit.
Connors?
Yeah, but he's not the same as he used to be. Not since that gal of his run out on him.
Yeah, he's been a-riding that pinto of his for days trying to locate her.
Well, I hope he finds her. Buck deserves better luck.
Look, he's off for the plains again.
So long, cowboy. Ride up hard.
So long, Tato.
I wonder where he's heading for this time. Cowboy, cowboy, where are you riding? Where are you riding? Oh,
he's off to the pasture and the plain. If the parting gives him pain, he will soon be coming home again. He's off till the setting of the sun, and the work he has to do is done.
Cowboy, cowboy, why are you singing? Why are you singing? Oh,
his song is a melody to cheer him as he goes.
Cowboy, where are you riding? Oh, with the gold. When the evening is high, will we then hear him cry on the prairie, cowboys home again?
Ride the reins, rope the steer, all the while never fear, someone's waiting to hear from the prairie, cowboys home again. If the parting gives him pain, he will soon be coming home again. He's off till the setting of the sun, and the work he has to do is done. Cowboy, cowboy, why are you singing? Why are you singing? Oh, his song is the melody to cheer him as he goes.
Cowboy.
Privilege to introduce once again in the music hall audience, our distinguished guest from Europe, Madame Yvonne Gall from the Paris Opera Company. Madame Gall will sing the aria De Fois le Jour from Louise, the great French opera by Charpentier. Thank you. Now, Madame Gall will sing the Elegy by Massenet with the violin obbligato by Kurt Dieterle and Miss Viola Peters at the piano. As our curtains part again, they show a setting that reminds me of the old vaudeville days. It's Main Street, and the center is the department store. Its windows decorated with Christmas trimmings and crammed with gifts. Pretty girl and her young man, poor but honest, are looking at the window. And bless me if it isn't Peggy Healy and Johnny Hauser. Yes, sir, Yowzer, Healy and Hauser.
Oh, look, Johnny. Oh, look, please do.
Peggy, honey, do you see anything in that window you'd like for Christmas?
Oh, don't worry, Johnny, dear. Any little thing will do for me, as long as it's from you. You know, I don't know why people bother so much about Christmas presents anyway. They're always exchanged later on.
Maybe. But I want my present to be something you'd really want to keep for a long time.
That's awfully sweet of you, Johnny. Well, I'd like a sable coat.
With Peggy, with my salary.
And a diamond bracelet.
But, darling, I can't afford it.
And a great big blue roadster.
Oh.
And what do you want for Christmas, Johnny?
Just give me an aspirin.
Oh, you're only kidding, aren't you?
I'll build a golden castle, grand and tall, with 18 butlers standing in the hall, and Walt Disney paintings on the wall. When my ship comes in, I'll leave the choice of autos up to you. And if you think a big Rolls Royce will do, I'll play it safe and on to. When my ship comes in, I'll buy Barnum and Bailey and move them right next door. They'll give two performances daily for the kids who never saw a show before. In golden chairs we'll sip our tea for two. I'll have Paul Whiteman here to play for you. I'll have Bing Crosby, Buzzle, Dip, Dip, Whistle, Boo, when my ship comes in. I'll give you anything your heart desires when my ship comes in.
Oh, Johnny, you don't have to buy me a thing. What does my heart most desire? What am I craving for? A tune to set my feet on fire and a ballroom floor. In the winter, in the summer, in the spring or fall. In the morning, in the evening, any time at all. An ear full of music, an arm full of you. A soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue? A room full of dancers, with still room for two. My heart's beating dance time when I'm dancing with you. Now I don't care if the sun goes down, if the skies are blue or black. I just know that I'm going to town and I'm coming back with an ear full of music, an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm. Who could ever be blue?
What a cheerful little earful. I'm so blissful and you're so kissful.
Just an earful and an armful, that is all I ask of you.
I'll buy out every ice cream factory, so all the kids can come and get it free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in.
I'll buy up all the public schools in sight, and all day long I'll have them closed up tight. But they'll be used as picture shows at night when my ship comes in.
I'll have made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And can you imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before?
I'll phone to each department store and say, call up your Santa Claus and raise his pay, and tell him we'll have Christmas every day when my ship comes in.
WEAF, New York.
We're in the Kraft Music Hall. The orchestra starts off the second half of our program with a fast-stepping tune that features one of my veterans, good old Mike Pingitore at the banjo. You'll remember the song, I hope. It's called I'm Just Wild About Harry, I Hope. And I hope this is Paul Whiteman, I hope. Frozen young men are being driven through the park in a sleigh. And as they remove their fur caps, doggone the ears, I must recognize the ears. Yes, sir, they're the King's Men. And a funny thing, the King's Men are all from California, and it's snowing tonight for the first time in New York. Are they thrilled? Are they thrilled? Go right ahead, Mr. Doyle. And now the King's Men give us their pictures of gay young lovers strolling in the park, these glittering bowers of icicles. It's a magnificent winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird.
meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plan that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white. A heaven of diamonds shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plan that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Madame Gall is leaving us to rejoin the Paris Opera Company as its leading soprano. On Christmas Eve, the Paris Opera will present its 2,000th performance of Gounod's Faust. On that gala night, Madame Gall will again take the leading role. She has sung this part with so much success that she is called the National Marguerite of France. France, Faust is her favorite opera, and she sings for us the Jewel Song.
Thank you. Kraft Music Hall before she sails to Paris is Printemps Nouveau by Vidal.
Thank you, Madame Gall. We're indeed sorry that you must return so soon to your native Paris. May we dedicate to you our next selection? It is called An American in Paris and was written by the composer of The Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin. While it's most brilliant and colorful in its music, its story is really very simple. It describes the experience of an eager young American on his first visit to the great French capital. In the opening theme, you will hear his footsteps as he strides along the Champs-Élysées. He is amused by the funny squawks of the Parisian taxicabs. Now and then he stops to peer through the open doors of the sidewalk cafes, and you can hear the dance music coming from each one. Suddenly he sees a girl, a lovely, breathtaking girl. But just before he can reach her, she disappears back into the crowd. He wanders into one of the cafes, disappointed that he couldn't find the girl he had seen. To make things worse, a feeling of homesickness overtakes him. This gloomy feeling is described musically by the blues theme. Then our young visitor sees a group of laughing Americans enter a gay Montmartre nightclub. He recognizes them as old friends. And best of all, the girl he had seen is with them. And they have a big celebration. And in the jazz theme, you'll hear the cafe orchestra playing torrid rhythms imported right straight from Harlem. Finally, the party breaks up. And at dawn, he walks off again. A gloriously happy American in Paris. Now let's see if you can follow the story as we say it with music. Thank you.
once again to reveal an up-to-date grocery store. Two attractive young matrons are doing their marketing.
Coming, Mary.
Just have to order the cheese, Ethel, and then I'll be all through. Make it two packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese and one package of Kraft Creamed Old English.
Yes. Why do you get two kinds at once, Mary?
To keep peace in the family, my dear. The children love Philadelphia cream cheese, and it's so good for them. I always try to have some in the refrigerator. And Tom is really put out if there isn't any Creamed Old English for him. He likes it for dessert with crackers.
Creamed Old English has a rather sharp flavor, hasn't it?
That's the reason Tom's so crazy about it. Besides, it spreads. I use it a lot for appetizers. Or just plain or toasted.
Well, if it melts on crackers, it ought to be fine for cooking.
You remember that shrimp and cheese sauce I had for Bridge Club Tuesday?
Yes, I meant to ask you how you got that rich cheese flavor.
Kraft Creamed Old English, my dear.
No wonder you have so much success.
There. You see now why clever housewives order both Philadelphia brand cream cheese and Kraft Creamed Old English. Children usually like their cheese mild. Husbands, as a rule, like a sharp cheese. So tomorrow, please your whole family. Get both Philadelphia brand cream cheese and Kraft Creamed Old English from your grocer. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Kraft Music Hall will welcome back our own lovely Helen Jepsen of the Metropolitan Opera Company. She's just returned from a most successful concert tour. And the doors of the Kraft Music Hall will open again next Thursday, same time. Mr. Whiteman has reserved your tickets in appreciation of your purchase of Kraft products. This is Ford Bond closing the music hall and saying good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
It is now 1 minute past 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, station WEAF, New York.